And I'd like to run through a few of these today. I'd like to kick off by looking at education. Now, education is a field that the secular world really believes in. You know, when we think about how we're going to make the world a better place, we think education. That's where we put a lot of money. Education is going to give us not only commercial skills, industrial skills, it's also going to make us better people. You know the kind of thing at commencement addresses and graduation ceremonies, those lyrical claims that education, the process of education, particularly higher education, will make us into nobler and better human beings. That's a lovely idea. It's interesting where it came from. You know, in the early 19th century, church attendance in Western Europe started sliding down very, very sharply, and people panicked. They asked themselves the following question. They said, where are people going to find morality? Where are they going to find guidance? And where are they going to find sources of consolation? And influential voices came up with one answer. They said, culture. It's to culture that we should look for guidance, for consolation, for morality. Let's look to the plays of Shakespeare, the dialogues of Plato, the novels of Jane Austen. In there, we'll find a lot of the truths that we might previously have found in the Gospel of St. John. Now, I think that's a very beautiful idea and a very true idea. They wanted to replace scripture with culture, and that's a very plausible idea. It's also an idea that we have forgotten.